Hello, this is KPTZ Port Townsend 91.9 FM on your radio dial. I'm Marianne McNellis, and this show is called Our Town. Have you ever wondered who the people are that you see every day around town? The barista at Velocity, the guy doing Tai Chi on the dock down at Fort Worden, the earnest farmers at their booths at the farmer's market. What about the cheerful guys at Les Schwab? This show, Our Town, profiles some of the fascinating people who live and work in Port Townsend. We talk with the people who make up the special eclectic mix of Jefferson County. We talk about their lives, their dreams, and how they ended up on the northwestern edge of the USA. We'll be talking with firefighters and foodies, bus drivers and teenage beauty queens. We'll find out what makes them tick and what they think about living in Port Townsend. Listening to Our Town is a way to meet some of Port Townsend's authentic and even eclectic people, your neighbors, your friends, and particularly the people you don't know yet, but you'd like to meet. Today, we're going to be talking with Crystal Hildebrand, the owner of the Uptown Pub, a local establishment not unlike the bar on the TV show Cheers. Welcome to Our Town, Crystal.
Hi.
Let's start at the beginning. Are you a local of Port Townsend born and bred?
No, I've been in Port Townsend for about 10 years, and I first discovered Port Townsend through the kinetic sculpture races.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
First, let's just start at the beginning. Where were you born?
I was born in Minnesota.
Okay, they don't do kinetic sculpture races.
They do not do kinetic sculpture races. Moved to the West Coast when I was about five.
Okay.
And I've been living in California, Oregon, and Washington since
so
that time.
You've really been a West Coast girl, sir.
Very much so.
Okay, and so where did you happen upon a kinetic sculpture race?
So I went to Humboldt State University in Arcata, and the kinetic sculpture races started in Ferndale. And every year they have a race, and I met a few folks. I was pit crew for some people, and I met Port Townsendites. They were down there racing. And
okay, is Ferndale in California?
It is.
And is that the actual home of the kinetic sculpture?
Correct.
When did they get started?
Oh, I think it's been, I want to say 50 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
And so you were just living there and you saw it and you decided to participate.
Right. It's a very fun race. It's over land, sea, and sand and mud.
Yeah.
And human-powered vehicles.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first vehicle that you were involved with? What, describe it.
The first one, they call it Plan A. I was just a pit crew, so all I did was help move vehicles from town to town because the one in Arcata, Eureka, Ferndale, it goes through three different towns, and it's a three-day race. So it's pretty hardcore, where
yeah.
The race here is just a one-day.
Right. It's a much smaller event.
Mm-hmm.
In that one, which I guess we could call the mother of all kinetic sculpture races, roughly how many floats do they have?
I think about 25 to 30.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive. So you mentioned you went to Humboldt State.
Yes.
Now, were you a very focused student? Did you know exactly what you wanted to do?
No. I spent most of my 20s going to school and then stopping and getting jobs. And I went to three different community colleges and three different universities until I finally graduated with a BA in English.
That's useful.
Hey, that's why I'm a bartender.
Well, what kind of jobs did you do during that era?
Oh, lots of service industry jobs, obviously. Bartending, waitressing. I had a brief stint as a baker. I worked for the county for about a year and a half doing food stamps and welfare. That was interesting. I discovered I'm not a cubicle person. So most of my jobs have been active. So I enjoy active jobs. Yeah.
And obviously interacting with people.
True. True.
So you mentioned earlier that when you were at kinetic sculpture races down in California, you met some people from Port Townsend.
Yes.
And so did you come up here just to go to a race? Was that how it happened?
No, actually, I was traveling through to check out a graduate school in Vancouver, and we stopped in Port Townsend and camped for a night and went and talked to Marilyn, who was the lady we met down in Eureka, and talked to her about the races. My husband at the time was very much into kinetics. That's how we discovered Port Townsend, didn't even know it existed.
Wow. And your first visit, roughly what year was that?
12, 14 years ago. something like that.
Okay. And so how did that translate into moving here?
Well, let's see. Geez, life, huh? So
yeah.
I ended up doing San Jose State University online. Mm-hmm. And my husband was interested in going to Evergreen. So we ended up moving to Tacoma, and we lived in Tacoma for a while. It was kind of halfway between all these different ideas we were having, and lived there for about 6 months, a year, and then finally landed in Port Townsend because we met so many people we enjoyed, and we knew that's where we wanted to be.
Okay. And when you first came to Port Townsend, you faced the same issue that everyone does when they arrive in Port Townsend, which is, what are you going to do to support yourself
right.
once you arrive? So
right.
what was your first job here?
My first job, it was working in a knick-knack shop, selling random things. Shop has closed since and moved on. After that, actually, I worked at the Uptown Pub and Grill. So that was my second job in town.
And how did you happen to get that job?
Knew somebody. So my friend Jilly recommended me to the owners, and it was the quickest, easiest interview I ever had. They're like, well, you're recommended. Can you start Monday?
Well, so, that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
And so how did you transition from being a bartender at the Uptown Pub to being the owner of the Uptown Pub?
Right. So I had a very good relationship with the previous owners, Kitty and Laura, and continue to do so. And so I managed for them and did the books and kind of got a taste of what it would be like to own the joint. And then I moved away to California for a year to check on my family. I'm an only child. And while I was down there, I worked some other jobs and came up for a visit. And I asked them if they were ever interested in selling the business to keep me in mind. And they were ready. They were
wow.
ready. 14 years they owned it. So they were looking forward to retiring, and we worked something out. So.
And when was that? When did you take over?
Ooh, officially September of 2012, I believe.
Okay, so you're coming up on 3 years
right.
of owning the Uptown Pub. Okay, now, owning a small business, and a bar is a small business, owning is different than working there. What were the surprises that you had?
Surprising how many hoops you have to jump through as far as licensing and all the different departments you deal with. So you have the county, the state, the city, the insurance companies, fire department. You never know who's going to pop in and decide they need something from you. So the first transition 6 months was pretty chaotic of, you know, oh, looks like you don't have the right fuse panel. That needs to be fixed. And, you know, very random. You never know who's going to come in and inspect you or want a drawing or whatever.
Well, I never really thought about that. So what are some of the official agencies that you deal with?
So liquor control.
Yeah.
Obviously the health department, fire department. Who else do I deal with? Tobacco and firearms, ATF.
Why firearms?
Oh, just not firearms, but alcohol, tobacco,
oh,
and firearms.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm going.
Yeah. Yeah, and insurance inspectors, and then, I mean, it's the little things. Like, you have to get your fire extinguisher serviced every 6 months. Who knew? And, you know, just
yeah.
lots of things yeah. you don't know about that happens in the background.
Wow, interesting. And did the previous owners leave you a manual or something, or did it just sort of surprise you every day when things came up?
Well, they gave me some idea, and I could always call them and
right.
ask, but When businesses change hands, I think often it's an opportunity to reexamine what's happening in the building. So everybody stopped by to see what was going on. And
yeah.
now that I've had it for a couple of years, I don't see those folks nearly as often.
Okay.
So
well,
now it's kind of running automatically that everything gets renewed and
okay. When people take over a business, they frequently have ideas on how to do things a bit differently, and I'm sure you felt that way. What are some of the changes you've implemented over the past 3 years?
Well, for me, it was just really important to clean up the joint a little bit, because it is a very old building, and it's been a bar for almost 35 years, so a lot of wear and tear. I spent a decent amount of money updating the floors and the keg room and just getting new beer lines and making sure it's all functioning and keeping cold. My goal was to get all the duct tape out of the bar. And I've realized that that is impossible. So there is duct tape still holding pieces together.
Oh, yeah?
Hmm. Those were the biggest changes I made. It's just upgrading the equipment, I would say.
Has it always been called the Uptown Pub?
Yes.
Yeah. Historic name then.
I suppose now, yeah.
Okay. And what about food in the bar?
So previously the bartenders were doing the cooking, which was very inconvenient to run down to the kitchen, put on a burger, run back up, serve a beer, make sure you don't burn anything. And I didn't want that to continue. So I wanted to be able to sublet the kitchen out so the quality of food could come up and the quantity as well. So luckily, the Blue Moose was interested in subletting, and they've been there for almost 2 years now. And it has been a wonderful partnership.
Well, is there still the other Blue Moose? Does that exist as
Absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely. So the mother, Tana, runs the Blue Moose down in the boatyard and serves breakfast and lunch. And then our Uptown Blue Moose is run by Jasmine, the daughter, and she does lunch and dinner. So there's totally different menus, different items, but still lots of food for great quality, cost.
But the menus are fairly different, I guess.
Completely different, yes.
Yeah. Of course, there must be a couple of standbys like burgers that are served in both places.
Yeah, probably. But for instance, the Uptown has a deep fryer and the one in the boatyard doesn't. So there's more, you know, tater tots, french fries, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. It's great pub grub.
Since the Uptown Pub is Uptown, obviously, do you get a lot of tourists in there?
Not as many tourists as you would think. A lot of tourists stay on the waterline.
Right.
And so I consider myself very much so a locals joint. And, you know, I get the adventurous tourists who like to travel around, go up the hill, hiking, stuff like that. So
are a lot of the people who go to the Uptown Pub, are they, would you call them regulars?
Absolutely. My happy hour crew has been coming to the bar as long as it's been a bar. So very regular.
When is happy hour?
Happy hour is 4 to 6 every day.
I see. And so you do see the same people all the time.
Yes, absolutely.
Does the pub have any game nights or things like that?
For sure. So on Tuesday night, we have open mic, and that starts at 9 p.m., and the host is Jared of The Solvents. I think sometimes he's on the radio here.
Mm-hmm.
And Wednesday night, we have trivia night, which is run by Corey, and that's a lot of fun. That starts about 7:30. Use your brain, win some cash. Thursdays, we just started bingo, which is really fun. Sadie is running that, and she gives away very unusual prizes. And then every Friday and Saturday night, we have music that starts at 9 p.m. And it's always free. Mm. So cruise in, see if you like it. If you don't, you can leave.
Well, it's also a sort of a sports bar on certain occasions, right?
Absolutely. I have 4 flat screen TVs and big Seahawks fan. The World Cup was wonderful. The women took it, and that was great.
Yeah. A friend of mine happened in there and said that he was amazed how many guys were rooting for the women for the World Cup.
Yeah.
He just thought it was quite
a scene. It was a rematch between Japan and the U.S., and it only happens every 4 years, so you have a lot of time to think about it.
Yeah. Now, some bars have I would call it a rowdy problem.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an issue for you?
Very rarely. I think in 3 years, I've had the cops there maybe 3 times. So, sure, sometimes late night, people come in intoxicated from somewhere else or, you know, who knows what they're up to out there in the world. It can happen. Not very often, though, which I'm very thankful for because I'm such a local community bar. I mean, a lot of my patrons are walking and they all know each other. It's a small town.
Yeah.
We all know each other. So if someone's misbehaving, they usually listen when you say, okay, go home.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I hate to have too many problems.
Yes.
Are there any characters? Like I'm thinking about that show Cheers, you know, and there were certain characters that everyone recognized at their idiosyncrasies. Do you have any real odd ducks there?
Well, shoot, I wouldn't characterize anyone who comes in as an odd duck.
A special duck.
As you know, this is a town full of artists. I have quite a few artists that come in, Michael Hale and Steve Smith. So everybody has their regular job and then their arts job, it seems like.
You know, that's true in this town. There are many mm-hmm. artists, and you have some art up on your walls, too.
Yes.
Are those art, those pieces of art, are they largely for sale?
They are largely for sale, and I'm first come, first serve on my walls. I can't guarantee it'll be safe, although I've never had anything stolen from the pub.
But yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, an artist friend of mine, Michael Hale, in mm-hmm. fact, told me that he likes displaying his art at local establishments more than he likes it in galleries.
Right? Because the community members see it, and we all can express their opinions about it, and they discuss it. You know, his newest painting has generated quite a few discussions at the pub. It's been fun.
Okay. Well, describe it to me. I don't know that I've seen it.
Sure. It is a partial nude of a lady lounging on a couch having a conversation with a rhino.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a
it's unusual.
It's unusual. Yes, yes. Well, he does. I like some of his scenes of Port Townsend.
Absolutely.
I think he's a very talented guy.
I agree.
You know, like, but when artists come to you, I mean, obviously can't accommodate everyone, but
as long as I have wall space.
Yeah.
So, and like I say, it's first come, first serve. So if I have an open spot, sometimes it's whoever gets there first.
Right.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Yes.
Okay. What about the financial side of your business? Was it a rude shock for you to suddenly start doing books and paying bills and all of that?
Not so much, because I did have some experience when I was managing for Kitty and Laura. Yeah, it wasn't too bad. And I am smart enough to have an accountant, so I utilize their services to help with quarterlies and monthlies. But the day-to-day business is just sign those checks. It comes in, it goes out. Comes in, it goes out.
You make it sound simple. I'm sure it's not quite that simple.
It's not quite that simple, but you just hope that all your checks clear and you can pay yourself and pay your employees and enjoy your life as you go along.
At this point, is the pub profitable?
It is. I'm not going to retire anytime soon. I'm not going to close anytime soon.
Well, that's
there
good.
We go.
That's good. That's good. Now, being a small business owner, you must work incredibly long hours. Are you on sort of 7 days a week?
Ooh, it can vary depending. Officially, I work 4 to 5 days a week, depending on the time of year and who's on vacation. Sometimes it's 7 to 14 days in a row if somebody needs a vacation or they decided to move or quit. You know, you can't control everything. So,
how many employees do you have?
4 to 6. It all depends.
I guess it depends a bit on the time of year, but on the other hand, you would have a steady winter audience
yeah.
as well.
Yes, absolutely. So no, I don't really have seasonal hirings. What I do have is a lot of people have 2 to 3 jobs, so can only work certain days. I have a few employees that just work one day a week, and you know, they're loved and have their following, and it works out great.
They want to do it that way.
Yeah. Mm. Mm.
Do you have any plans for the pub? Anything changing in the future?
I just want to continue serving cold beer and having fun. Yeah, so just maintaining would be wonderful. Continue to try to get rid of the duct tape. I think it'll be a never-ending process. That's about
it's
it.
Built in.
Yes.
Now, at the moment, the pub only serves beer and wine. Do you have any plans for changing that?
I don't. I really feel like because I have people living and sleeping above me and houses behind me, that it's such a community neighborhood bar that it would bring a little more rowdiness to the bar. And I don't really want to call the cops more than 3 times in 3 years.
Yeah.
So I think it would add an element that I'm not willing to deal with. I'm happy. It's been a tavern for 35 years. It can continue to be so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I can understand that. You do sell cigarettes there, though.
I do. Yes. Nobody uptown sells cigarettes, so it's kind of a little niche market.
Not even Aldrich's.
Huh? Aldrich's does not. Oh. Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's me and then Penny Saver, and I think the Lighthouse Cafe and the Legion sell cigarettes, strangely enough.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
That works.
Yes.
That works. Well, occasionally you must have time off. What do you tend to do in your time off?
Whew. Well, I have a husband and a dog, and we enjoy doing things together. We go canoeing. I enjoy just vegging out with friends on occasion, mm-hmm. barbecues this time of year. So, yeah, I'd say being outdoors with my puppy and my husband. And I also have a house, so I've been working a lot on that and maintaining that. That sucks a lot of time, making yeah. sure it doesn't fall down.
It does. It's amazing how much time house yeah. does take up, you know, yes. and it seems like, at least with my house, there's always something that mm-hmm. needs attending to. It's not one thing, it's the other.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. And what does your husband do?
He works for AT&T, mm-hmm. and he goes around to all the cell towers in the area, and he takes care of all the stuff on the ground level. Mm-hmm. So cables, wiring, batteries, fans. So every day is different for him. He drives around usually with his dog. Not today, but
yeah.
usually.
Yeah, I know a lot of people take their dogs with them on the job. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good idea. It really yeah. gives them someone to talk to.
There you go. There you go.
Is this, you know, what you envisioned for yourself, you know, when you were growing up? Did you ever think you'd be owning a bar in Port Townsend or anywhere for that matter?
No, not at all. It's definitely something that evolved. Yeah, I came to Port Townsend and I really feel at home here, and especially the Uptown Pub. I really love working there and I love my customers. It's like a little family, and you know, I do see the same faces every day. Yeah. Happy hour. Oh, Curtis is running late. What's going on? You know, if I don't see someone for a couple days, I get worried. So I have people's numbers. We check on each other. We take care of each other.
That's interesting. Yeah. So if a regular doesn't show up for a week, you do actually call them, or do you?
I will.
You will?
Yes. Okay. I've done it before. I'm like, where are you? What are you? You doing okay?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Why aren't you here?
Yeah. And it's, you know, obviously it's fine, but I just want to make sure they're safe.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. And roughly how many people would you view as regulars?
Ooh. I would say there's at least 30 people that I see every week, at least once or twice a week.
Yeah. Interesting.
And that's just a number pulled out of the air, but that yeah, seems about yeah. right.
Well, what happens when a new person comes in that you've never seen before?
It's very odd, isn't it? No, it's great. Usually I ask where they're visiting from, because if I don't recognize them, generally they don't live here. But on occasion, I get surprised with someone who just moved to town, or you're friendly to everybody that walks in the door. And that is the nice thing about the pub, is you can sit and talk to a regular if you want to, but they'll also leave you alone.
Mm-hmm. I can see how that would be.
Yes.
But if a tourist comes in, will he or she feel comfortable as well?
I would think so. Absolutely. There's a general interest in other people's lives. I had a couple of gentlemen in yesterday, and one was visiting from Mississippi, and had a conversation with him that brought in Susan, who was at the bar, and then Tom was talking to him. We all.
You know, in the mythology of our culture, bartenders, just like hairdressers, are almost like psychiatrists. People tell them their stories. Does that happen to you?
Absolutely. Yes. I am a vault.
Yes. And what do you mean by I am a vault?
I hear all sorts of things, and very good at keeping it to myself. So,
like what? I mean, you don't have to name names, but
sure,
tell me
it can be
stories.
Anything from, you know, something awful like my dog just got run over by a car to I just got a promotion. I mean, it goes all across the gambit, you know. And you see things. It's a small town. Who's sleeping with who, and who's doing what, and you know, small town gossip.
So you are a vault of Port Townsend gossip.
That's right. That's right.
But it doesn't go further than you.
No, I never have any good stories. That's funny. Kitty and Laura, the previous owners, they'll be like, so what's the gossip? And I'm like, I don't have anything. Sorry.
Well, that's no fun. No, but I do understand why you wouldn't want to tell yeah. stories out of time, you know. Since the Blue Moose came in, has the eating part of the pub evolved?
Absolutely. So the quality of food, in my opinion, has gone up for sure. And we get more of a lunch crowd and a dinner crowd, and it benefits us both. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it's a tiny little kitchen, but they make great food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And before, there wasn't that much emphasis on food there.
No, it was the kitchen pretty much just broke even. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I used to work day shifts, you would make maybe 6 to 10 hamburgers a day, sometimes none, you know, so it was really hit and miss.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the Uptown Pub is certainly an institution around here. And is it something you intend on staying with?
Absolutely. As long as, you know, I'm in for 10 at the minimum. So.
Okay, great. Well, believe it or not, Crystal, we're just about out of time. Thank you for being on the show. You're listening to KPTZ Port Townsend 91.9 FM. Or if you prefer listening online, go to kptz.org and you can listen to us live, or this show will be up as a podcast for a couple of weeks. I've been interviewing Crystal Hildebrandt, the owner of the Uptown Pub, and she's been talking about what a great rollicking time one can have there. This show is called Our Town. I'm Marianne McNellis. Our Town profiles some of the intriguing people who live and work on the Olympic Peninsula. And our guest today, Crystal Hildebrandt, is one of the unique characters who helped make Port Townsend the special place it is. Stay tuned to KPTZ Port Townsend for more dynamic, eclectic community programming.
Our Town is an original KPTZ production created by Marianne McNellis and engineered by Sonny Flores.